Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You are with the Bridal Body Shop Show. On a beautiful...
The best show.
The best show.
Right?
On the radio.
The best show.
The best. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is for those of us in New York, it is...
August fall day.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweater weather in the morning, and it's just absolutely gorgeous now. It's clear, beautiful sky.
And like 70 just, degrees.
And I have a feeling. Fall is going to be coming in very soon this year. I don't think we're going to have any dog days of summer. I don't think so. Ooh!
Dog.
Watch your feet. If it falls, leave it for the dog. Allow me to introduce the cast of characters. Elite Siegelman is she, Lori Towers is me, and collectively we are the Bridal Body Shop, and we're joining you every noon, regardless of where you are. You might be at your desk, you might be, well, you're not going to be driving, no, at your desk, at home.
Well, they could drive.
You think so? Can they pick us up?
Sure.
They could pick us up in the car?
Why not?
Oh, that's
They're going phone.
That's right. I didn't realize
a lot
that.
Of phones do have Bluetooth that goes through the car.
So maybe somebody's
here. It's not their Bluetooth.
Well, you know what I'm hoping. I'm hoping we don't annoy people enough that they get distracted and get into it.
No, I think it makes their time go quicker.
That's my...
Don't you think?
Well, I'm just wondering if our banter can't be... can't be aggravated because I'm aggravated during it sometimes, so I don't know, and I love us, so. But anyway, hello, Elise.
Hello, Lori. How are you?
How are you?
Great.
I asked you first, yeah? We got a great show today.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Not only do we have our 50 reasons to exercise, and when I was training people, I used to give them 50 reasons they should exercise because I told you so. And... that seemed to work, but we have 50 of them here. And if you haven't decided on an exercise that suits you, or you haven't given thought to the fact that your body is your temple and you're only going to get one, now really is the time, and it's never too late. And if one of these reasons doesn't hit a nerve with you, I don't know what to say, because there is such an assortment here. I mean, you looked over the list, right?
Yeah.
There's such an assortment here that it's. I can't imagine that nobody would be sold on it. I really can't. But
so
we're going to go
through
the main
word is, it's never too late to exercise. No,
it really is.
Never too late.
I mean, I've heard of people that started seriously exercising. They only maybe were on the periphery of exercising when they're in their you know, teens and 20s, but really got seriously interested in it in their 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I even know somebody who became a bodybuilder at 65.
Yeah.
After her kids were out of school, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
she decided she's going to be a grandma and she's going to look like a different type of grandma.
Yeah.
And God bless. So that's why we say it. At any age, there's really no reason. There's really no obstacle. The obstacle is you. And so move that thing out of the way. You know what I'm saying? But our guest today... It should be. This is going to be a very, very interesting company that just came to New York from San Francisco, and they're in the financial district. The company is called Healthy Out, and they get people wedding ready as far as the menus. Now, try to say that when you're drunk.
Helen ready.
There you go. Not just one drink and you're doing that. Atta girl. The epitome of fitness. So we're going to have Wendy Nagayan. She's going to be joining us and talking about their menus. And we're going to go down there. We're going to go down there and meet these folks and see what they're about. They did a marvelous business in San Francisco. and they're conquering New York now. And she was talking to me the other day and saying that they're going to be branching out to different parts of Manhattan and then Brooklyn Heights and so on and so forth.
Now, is this Philly Morin, is it a catering or is it a store that you walk in and order food? What is it specifically?
I think I'm going to say C, all of the above, unless I'm wrong. I believe that people actually go down there for lunches and
so on. Oh, so it's like a restaurant.
But it's also, I think, they do catering and stuff like that and events. That's why they have a special menu for brides, bride and grooms. Because as you know, I mean, we're always preaching, you know, our fitness theories, but, you know, you could work out, you could do everything that's by the letter, as far as we're concerned. But if your diet is not there, you won't see the results. Or you will see the results, but it's just going to take a longer time. But I'm going to say you won't see the results because you'll be so frustrated.
You won't see the results. But, you know, you are what you eat. You will be fit.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But you won't look like
that's
you're
exactly
fit.
Right. And that's basically what it is. It doesn't have to be a drastic change in your diet, but you do have to, even if you're genetically gifted and you look a certain way and you could afford to put more calories in than the average person, why would you want to pollute your body? Your body will work better, even if visually it doesn't look that like you're not doing the right thing. Why wouldn't you want to feel a certain way? Because you will. You will feel totally different. So that's always been our theory. So we're looking forward to talking to her.
We should ask people that. Why would they want to feel differently or even look differently if they start working out and don't eat the right way?
What is
the purpose?
You want to know something? I'm going to say a large amount of the population is really, really out of touch with what feeling good actually is. You know, I think a lot of people, for the most part, are just that, we always say, just enough mentality. You know, it's fine.
Well, you know what? I believe that mostly everybody plays stupid.
Well, you know,
that's the deal.
It's that whole thing.
Everybody knows what they're supposed to really eat or exercise. They play stupid.
But let's go into that ignorance is bliss. And that's exactly it, because some people don't really want...
If it holds true, ignorance is if you're mentally challenged, right?
But no, but the truth is, if people don't care or don't want to know, they're satisfied with where they are. And that's what I mean. People, for a large amount of the population, don't realize what feeling good takes to invest in and how it feels. And it's amazing. People have no idea how liberating it is not to always be in the doctor's office, to feel good when you get out of bed, to not wake up tired, to be able to run up a flight of stairs and not get winded. Little things. I mean, I'm not even talking about anything monumental like running a marathon or anything like that.
No, I totally hear what you're saying.
Day-to-day stuff.
Basis of exercise. That's all it is.
How often have you seen... I mean, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we did our pregnancy show. People that just our age and younger making noise when they get out of chairs or getting up with and having to stretch out their back. I mean, it's just insane.
I'm guilty to that.
I didn't want to point the finger
at
you.
But you know what? I don't do it because it hurts or anything. I just do it because I'm so used to saying something when I get up. It's a habit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel anything.
Well, that's the only disease you suffer from is complaining. That's really it.
That's hereditary.
That's exactly what's up. Well, yeah, I should have gotten that gene, but I managed to dodge that bullet. But that's what I'm saying. I think for the most part, people are satisfied with just enough. And that translates into a lot of different areas of their life.
Well, we are our worst enemies,
mm-hmm,
too, right? You know that, right?
But that's you know, if it's hard to do, you don't want to do it.
No.
You know? But I guarantee you, people will find if insurance picked up pretty much everything that plastic surgery provides, I mean, liposuction, if everything was free,
everybody would be done.
You would
still be forget it.
How many people would invest half an hour or an hour in a doctor's office for now what they're calling lunchtime Botox is this new thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people will do it. People pull out money for that.
Not so much Botox. It's breast implants and the liposuction and all that stuff. I mean, exercise really doesn't help your wrinkles, but it makes you feel better. It makes you look better and healthier.
But you want to know something? If you look over this list, there was something about skin tone.
Oh, yeah, it makes you glow.
Right.
It definitely
And don't forget elasticity in any muscle.
Well, let me ask you something. When you feel good, doesn't it look on
you,
your face?
You absolutely always have a glow.
Okay.
But there's something
there you go. That's all it is. It comes from within to without.
But that's on a mental and emotional level. But there is something in working out that increases circulation and provides oxygen to tissues, and tissues
are... It makes you feel good.
And look good. And that's the thing.
Well, that's the thing. It blends in together.
That's what I'm saying. If people would just think about how good, you know what I'd love to do? I would love to have people live in the body of a person that is really healthy and then go back to their bodies and see the difference. And it wouldn't be somebody who's like, you know, Olympic, you know, gold medalist or anything like that. Just the
average person that goes
who is healthy, who is healthy and does the mileage and just live in that body for, I would say, a week and see the difference. And then, okay, now it's...
No, I'm thinking it would even take a week. It could take a couple of days to see the difference.
But you know, can you imagine the contrast if you put them in somebody's body for... And then, okay, now you go back.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something.
Yeah.
That could be a movie, Elite. Are you picking up my vibe? That's something. I'm thinking of something that's sort of like the Body Snatchers, but whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but that's... But I mean, think about
some
that.
Scary then, stuff in there.
Scary music too. You do something, but and then put them back into their bodies, and then they'd be miserable, and then they want that. But there's no way of doing that. There's really no way of doing that. And that's the only thing that would really do it. You have to have that example. You have to have that contrast.
It's just horrible that you have to constantly preach about it and preach about it and preach about it.
Yeah. Because it doesn't sink in.
Yeah.
It doesn't sink in. And, you know, it's funny because the more, and when you and I go to a restaurant and we have this little game that we play, we'll just look at everybody in the restaurant. We've done this several times.
The average of the obesity that's in the restaurant, right?
Yep. And we are usually the only ones that are in any type of shape.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And we do this all the time. And just it's amazing.
Isn't it good when there's nobody in the restaurant?
Yeah, it's funny. But, I mean, this is any place we go. I mean, it's not even just like if
No, Jersey. It's everywhere, right? If we drive somewhere, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's every place. I mean, you go further into the burbs. I mean, I remember once I went to North Carolina for my godson's wedding. I told you this story. And you walk into town, and it's just like you stand out because you actually aren't overweight. And I'm talking about 26-year-olds that probably eat meat at every meal, including dessert, and drink a little bit more than they should, and looking like they've worked 70 hours a week, you know, with three screaming kids at home.
And you would think, when do they have time to eat?
Well, you know what? They have time to eat the wrong food.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Now, but think about if they're working long hours, if they're working a 12-hour shift, you come home.
Time. When do they have time to eat? They're working.
They
come
at
home,
night.
They'll eat that one bad meal.
But think about that. Think about what that one meal can do if you're not exercising.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. And it's also, they say that if you're unhappy and depressed, your body doesn't metabolize your food the right way, and it always goes into the wrong areas. So I'm sure that happens to them also.
And it's just when you think about it, there's really nothing, you know, there's nothing there. There's like just like you get in your car to go someplace. So there's really not a lot of walking.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to go to a restaurant and walk around. You get in a car to go someplace. And that's like a lot of what happens in like the suburbs. You need a car. When I lived upstate, you absolutely need a car. You can't exist upstate and have even just one car. You need two usually. And the large amount of the population was overweight. And I remember going in to buy pants, and I could never find my size. Never find my size. Everything was 10 and above.
Mm.
And I remember, you know, buying my clothes down here, you know.
That's
I would go in my lunch hour, and But that's it, because you're pretty much sedentary. It's not like you're working the farms. You just, you know, you don't have to do that.
No, those, you know, usually farmers, they're
right.
not heavy.
No, that's
they're constantly moving.
Exactly, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's just really a large amount of example and incentive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I like that. Example and incentive.
That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. So, and I want to look at, I'm looking over this list now. And, you know, there's, I know we're going to be redundant with a few things here, but okay, I'm going to pick up one that most people don't know, especially women, that working out strengthens your bones.
Oh, my God.
Now, little known fact is that any exercise, progressive resistance, creates osteoblast activity, and that's bone cells. So when you're working out, you're actually stimulating the birth of bone cells.
Of course.
And that's why most studies with women who have worked out at least 10 years do not have osteoporosis.
Or osteopenia, which they do get, and, you know, 40 and above. A lot of women start working out 40 and above because the doctors say you're losing a lot of bone mass, so it's time to really do some resistant training. I have had plenty of clients come to me from, you know, just straight from the doctor saying, okay, I need to work out now. You should have worked out years ago. You should have started years ago, so you wouldn't have to lose any bone mass right now.
There you go.
But if they don't start, and you know what? What's a shame is that they'll get that scare. They'll start, you know, gung-ho,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll stop again.
No.
They'll stop again. Because I see women that start at a later age,
mm-hmm.
they don't stick to it.
Mm.
It's a shame. It's really a shame when they really should stick to it at that age.
That's, yeah, exactly. Then the whole big campaign, no-oh.
Yeah,
trying to get women
exactly.
to drink more milk. Okay, but, you know, that's why I always love that little fact that most
mm-hmm.
women don't know is, if you're lifting weights, that's really going to do it. But
it's the best thing for keeping your bone mass.
And I think, is our guest on board?
Oh, yes, I think she is.
Her.
All right, let me get her on. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Wendy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Healthy out in the house, how are you?
Healthy out.
Nice to have you on.
It's great to be on. Thank you for having me as a special guest today.
Absolutely. What kind of day are you having there? You having a busy day?
We're having an extremely busy day. I just got my Healthy Out meal because I couldn't run out to get it. So, we're, you know, always a busy day at Healthy Out.
God bless. Now, give us a little bit of a history. Tell us all about your company, the genesis, and your plans for the future.
Sure. So Healthy Out is a healthy meal delivery platform that launched in New York City about 6 weeks ago. And the idea behind Healthy Out has always been, you know, we're all busy. We are constantly going on these diets, on and off of them. And what our company and what our team set out to do is just make healthy eating easy, really fun, and to get you actual real food. So not, you know, the frozen packaged meals or the meals that are in coolers, but real restaurant food that tastes good and just keeps you on a healthy diet to make it sustainable with your life. So that's kind of what we do. And the reason why we got started was, you know, our team just got together and said, let's just figure out a way to get people healthy food, and why not use restaurant food? And it was a funny story because at that time I was also about to get married, and I needed to find my own healthy way to get lose a few pounds before the big wedding day. So it is actually really, I mean, it's definitely linked to how I, you know, me being a bride as well. So finding an easy way to eat healthy every day.
Oh, that's and you're the perfect example then. You know, you've drank the Kool-Aid, so you actually know what a bride is going through. So you're an excellent spokesperson in that sense.
I absolutely am the spokesperson. I mean, it was a crazy hectic time with work and at the same time planning the wedding, you know, 100 and 50 people, trying to figure out the venue, trying to exercise, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a service that just automatically delivered healthy, tasty food without me thinking about it, you know, every day, like clockwork, and then how to use, you know, technology to make it easy, so that in case, you know, I had something come up, maybe I can just click a button and just cancel out a meal or text back and say skip the meal. So how do I both use technology but make it an easy, enjoyable experience for brides and for everyone, actually?
Perfect. Yeah, you know, because Elite had asked me before. She said, well, is this like a restaurant? Is it catering? And I, of course, I said, well, I think it's C, all of the above, but she'll definitely clear it up. And basically, it's a takeout service, an outgoing service, right?
Yeah, so what happens is when you first go on to Healthy Out, you tell us your goals, whether that's just to be healthy or whether or not you have a weight loss goal in mind and by when. And then you tell us how you like to eat, whether, you know, you hate tofu and you're a big fan of Italian cuisine. And then you also tell us your nutrition preferences, whether you're doing paleo or you're vegetarian. You know, we want you to define how healthy is for you. And so once you input all of that information in the setup process, what we then do is we plan out your meals Monday through Friday, lunch and dinner, and you set default times. So you might set a time like noon for my lunches, 7:30 for dinner because I get home late. And every Monday you log into the platform, you see your meals for the week. If you see a dish that you're not in the mood for that night, you can kind of swap it out for a different dish. But it's using restaurant food that's delivered to your home and office just to, you know, make it easy to eat healthy every day. And I caught that earlier bit about, you know, you saying some of these women who are working 70-hour weeks and don't have time to kind of think about eating healthy, this is almost like a perfect way to kind of make it easy to do that, where you're not, you know, you're so busy during the day that this is just your way to kind of stay healthy while you're working so hard.
And you know what, I mean, it really could not be any simpler. But what's also nice is it's not just wedding specific. I mean, you're in New York. You're in like the hotbed of rush. So this is perfect for just about anybody in New York. Right, and who really has the time for meal planning?
It really, I mean, it's definitely a great tool for, a great platform for anyone who's busy in New York City. We've noticed that it's especially great for brides. We've had a bunch sign up since we launched 6 weeks ago, and, you know, it's such a hectic time in your life. Work is busy, planning the wedding is busy, you have this, like, looming goal ahead of you, you know, 12 months out or 8 months out about losing, you know, weight incrementally so that you can look great and for that big day. And it's just a way to do it that's healthy, that's not a juice cleanse, you know. So, and not to say I'm against juice cleanses, but, you know, it's a less taxing way on your body to kind of meet that goal.
I agree.
Would you consider this like a weight loss plan, like a Nutrisystem, et cetera?
Well, you know, some people have compared it to kind of like a Nutrisystem or a meal delivery service. The one thing that I would say with those is those feel like they're temporary, that you're going to go on, you're going to do them for 3 months, and then you're going to lose some weight, but then you have to return back to real life and eat real food again. And I would say that what we plan to be in your life way longer than 3 months. We're just kind of that platform and that tool that's kind of on autopilot in the background, that when you're, you know, for those who aren't bringing in food at work, which is a lot of people, you know, you're usually running out and grabbing something or having food delivered. This is kind of something that makes it easy for you to eat healthy every day. So in some ways, I do think that, you know, we are a meal delivery service. I think I'd like to think that we're a better one because we use real food. And we get you to the same types of goals. And then I would say that we're a much more sustainable one. So it's not something that you're going to do for just 3 months, but we hope to be you know, in your life for the long haul.
I totally agree, and you know, for the most part, I've often said I don't agree with cleanses. I really don't. I don't agree with anything that's an absolute contrast to your system. It has to be food that you recognize as everyday, but just moderation and healthy. Because I mean, you know, and I always use this as an example. When Oprah lost 45 pounds on a liquid diet, of course she did. Was it healthy? No. And was she going to gain it back? Hell yeah, and she did.
Of course.
So that's why I like what you're saying, because it's giving people food, showing them it's not about deprivation, it's just about sensible eating. And hopefully, you know, I mean, you're doing it for them. Hopefully they pick up some tips along the way.
Absolutely. Like we've found that out. You know, we had recently a customer who he's a Midwest, he comes from the Midwest. He's like a steak and potato kind of guy.
Yep.
Kind of guy. And he was trying to lose 30 pounds and just incredibly busy, you know, always ordering food to his desk. And having been on Healthy Out, he discovered kale. So he sent us a text message the other day, and it was like, I've had a kale revolution. So
it's
also a very kind of fun experience for people, because they're introduced to food that they wouldn't normally eat, and they start learning how to love healthier food. And that's, you know, that's what we're all about.
And that's exactly right. And I mean, there's a lot of people in the Midwest, I'm sure, that even never knew kale existed, because it is pretty much meat and potatoes. And if it's not potatoes as a vegetable, it's corn. So, I mean, this is great that you're introducing them to things that, you know, and even New Yorkers, that maybe we wouldn't have on the top of our menu list. And it's important to have.
It's definitely a fun experience, and we always get those messages from our users. Like we have a bride who's on Healthy Out now. She works for a fashion house here in New York City, so pretty sophisticated eater. We put on her menu a salmon tekadon, which is just sliced salmon sashimi on you know, a very small bed of white brown sushi rice. She texted back and said, I would have never, ever ordered this for myself, and it's my favorite dish right now. So it kind of takes, well, I think what we're doing is helping people learn how to love healthy food. And so it doesn't, even though, you know, some people call it like, they might call it a diet program or diet meal delivery service, it doesn't feel like a diet, because you're finding out new types of foods that you enjoy eating. And it doesn't feel like you're being deprived of anything. It kind of feels like a little bit of a surprise every day.
You're opening the doors.
What was that? Sorry, I missed that.
I said you opened the door of different healthy foods for them they never tried before.
Exactly. It's discovery. It's convenience. It's just healthy on autopilot is how we like to call it.
I like that phrase. Now, what is your outreach as far as how do you get people to hear about you?
Well, one good way is to be on a show like this.
That is inevitable. You're going to say that. Yeah, go ahead. You walked right into that, Wendy. Go ahead. What else?
And we're – I know. That was a little cheeky of me.
I love it.
We also are, you know, working on some different partnerships with different fitness partners in the city here. One of our partners is a cycling gym here in New York City. We have a mobile app that, you know, users of the service also use. Recently, we were recognized by Mayor Bloomberg for making New York healthier. So, you know, the word is slowly getting out, but we'd love to, find a way to get the word out more, and especially among brides. I think that's really, I think, a problem that's, like, near and dear to my heart, because I got married, you know, just a year ago, and I know how hard it was when I was doing it, so.
Oh, sure. Now, let me ask you this. Comparatively, what do you see? Do you see a difference in eating habits between the East Coast and the West Coast? I mean, for the time you're here, have there been any differences that you could see?
That's a great question. So I'm originally from, I lived in San Francisco for 8 years before moving to New York City earlier this year, and I would say that it's relatively similar. I think that there's a focus on locally grown food. I think that, fresh ingredients, I think it's similar. I would say the only difference is I think in New York, the juice cleanse craze is much more prevalent. So I see a lot more girlfriends doing that, sometimes 2 to 3 times a month, which I'm not thrilled about.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
But they take cleanse out of proportion, though. There is cleanse diets that you do eat.
Right.
And you have like a shake or two.
Right.
And they'll call that a cleanse diet.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not really a cleanse.
No, a cleanse means
that you don't eat for 24 hours.
That's kind of strict. I think that's happening a lot more on the East Coast.
Yeah, it is. It does.
So I would say that's a big difference between the West Coast and East Coast in terms of some of the food trends. Were there things that you thought were happening on the West Coast that aren't happening there, or that you thought were different from the East Coast way of eating?
I always know that New York tends to be a little bit more fatty with what we do and trends that are in and out, and everything is very cyclical. So I always wonder if it's just us trying to be ahead of something or reinvent something, or it happens elsewhere. But I guess it's probably compatible.
San Francisco is a big city too.
That's what I'm saying. But we tend to have this sort of buzzword, fabric to our diets, and we just always are looking for this and looking for that, and like I said, cleansing and stuff, and these fad things that are just
a quick fix.
I'm glad it's not just us.
No,
because I always worry about that. But I think this sounds absolutely, if people don't grab hold of this, and we discussed this earlier in the show, it's their fault, because this is all, it couldn't be made easier for anybody. You have somebody designing a program for you to ease, and it's everything is there that you need. All you have to do is show up and do it and do the work. I think this is fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. We're excited about it, and we're looking for folks to come on board, and we're giving a special offer for early members who do it. Right now we're all in Manhattan, but we're hopefully expanding out to the other boroughs pretty soon, and then moving beyond New York next year. So for anyone on the show, if they want to sign up, then sign up as an NYC Bride in the promo code. We're offering 3 weeks for free. I hope our readers will, or I hope the watchers and listeners will take advantage of that.
3 weeks for free. I'm signing up.
Pretty good. I think I will too.
that's insane. That is absolutely insane. Now let me ask you this. I mean, are there any desserts involved in this? Because I know people but can I have my cake? Can I have this?
That is so true. I mean, we were just presenting the other day, and someone raised their hand in the crowd and said, "What about splurge meals? Or what about good desserts?" And so we haven't incorporated those, but we are designing maybe a new feature in the platform where if you eat healthy for X amount of meals in a given time frame, then maybe you unlock a small treat. So just a little bit of reward system for doing the right thing every day. So I think we are going to start to experiment with that just to see if that gives people just an extra incentive to eat healthy every day.
And Annette, we always say, my diet is pretty clean, so is Elite's. But for the most part, if you're really sensible about what you eat, you can have something that's a little bit more on the decadent side, because because it tastes good. It's not going to do anything for your body, but it tastes good. But if you eat okay most of the time, you can splurge and have that one cheat day. But make the majority of the time responsible to your body.
Exactly.
And I think that's realistic. I think that's realistic.
That's true, too. I mean, if you've been eating well the entire week, like getting a little bit of frozen yogurt on one day or an extra smoothie mm-hmm. or whatever that is, you know, that's a completely reasonable thing in the week. So I totally agree with you. I think
yeah.
what's exciting for us to see is that people who have been on the service and who eat, you know, 7 to 8 out of the 10 meals with us a week have lost weight. They've gone from
mm-hmm.
losing 5 to 10 pounds in the first 3 weeks and really, you know, embracing the results and trying to reflect that even on the weekends when they're not eating with us. So
mm-hmm.
It's exciting. It's exciting to kind of see the product come alive and actually help people.
You know, it's funny that you said that because I was going to ask you, is this a 7-day program? And then you said that weekends they're not eating with you. So, I mean, is it like a 5-day cycle and then they're on their own for the weekends? I mean, how is that set up?
Yep, that's exactly the way it's set up.
Okay.
It's Monday through Friday, lunch and dinner, and then customers or healthy outers are on their own for the weekends. And we just think that probably fits well with their lifestyle as well. Usually weekends
mm-hmm.
are a little bit more social. You know, during the week, you have work, and so you're trying to figure out what to eat during lunchtime, trying to figure out, what to eat during dinner time. So I think that's kind of the way that we structure the program. I think over time, we might add breakfast in there, and for users who do want kind of a weekend service, we might be incorporating that later in the year. But for now, we're Monday through Friday, lunch and dinner.
I think that's fine. I think that's fair, and I think that's...
And who do you have cooking the food? Do you have nutritionists cooking the food? You know, just
no. So the food is restaurant food. So we work with restaurants to make sure that the food that is delivered to the healthy out customer is healthy. So it comes with modifications that are specific to their diet, and I think the big win for us and what we've seen from the users who come on to the site is before Healthy Out, they were eating a hamburger or they were eating, like steak or, you know, a huge steak, you know, and an oversized portion. And what we're trying to do is steer them towards healthier options that they still love. So that's
when you say they come from restaurants, are you saying different restaurants or one specific restaurant?
Different restaurants. So whatever restaurants that will deliver to your home and work location. And so we menu plan for you, and then you have the option of cooking into that specific meal and choosing something else or just having that meal that we've chosen for you. So these are restaurant dishes that are hand-selected for you. You have the option of choosing other restaurant dishes nearby.
That is
pretty
very
unique
different.
Service.
Very, very different.
You know, and I'm listening to this and thinking that if people don't, I mean, snatch this up. I mean, this is.
So this is not like frozen or anything prefixed or anything like that. Everything is fresh, coming straight from the restaurant.
Fresh coming straight from the restaurant, and that's the only way that we think healthy eating can be sustainable is if you get
that's
fresh food that you
original.
Love.
You're not going to get better
original.
Than that. You're not going to get better than that at all.
They're really specific, you know, to people's diets and people's likes, and they give them the healthy version of it is what they do.
But, and think about this.
It's like, let's say we want sushi for today. She'll say, okay, you know,
exactly
how do you like your sushi? You want this? You want that way? And she'll
perfect.
Pick out the restaurant, right?
It's not frozen out of the freezer. It's
no,
not just already...
I love it. I think it's very original.
Yeah.
Bravo to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't see this not taking off. Well, this is the part of the show that we tell the guests to go plug themselves. So you have the platform for the next 5 minutes. Get all the info out that you want to say.
Okay. Well, you guys are gracious enough to let me plug kind of all the way through. So I don't know if I have that much more, but I encourage anyone who is interested in just doing an instant health kick, you know, getting food that they enjoy eating and making a sustainable change in the way that they eat with awesome tasting restaurant food to go on to Healthy Out and sign up today. They can use promo code NYCBRIDE to get a 3-week free trial of Healthy Out. So hope to see you on Healthy Out. And again, it's early days, so if anyone has feedback or questions or wants to know more about Healthy Out, please feel free to kind of email me directly at wendy@healthyout.com.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Wendy, thank you so much. And we plan to stay in contact and have you on again, but great ideas. I mean, trailblazing. I mean, just wonderful. I can't imagine that taking off the way you envision it.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. And you'll be on again. And have a good day.
Thank you, Wendy.
Too. Bye.
Thank you, Wendy. Bye-bye. Now, is that cool or what?
I love it. It's really original.
It really is original, you know? It's great that they're specific to the wedding industry, but they're right in the middle of all those corporations that, that would definitely do well
together,
with it.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about all these people that, like, live at their desks. I mean,
we were just talking about somebody that works all day.
This is
long,
perfect.
You know, food.
And 3 weeks free? I mean, if people don't take advantage of that.
No. No.
I don't know.
It's a great order. Yeah.
We're going to march ourselves right down there. And I'm going to put a veil on you and a veil on me. And that's it. We have brides who want to eat.
We're new brides.
What was that on The Odd Couple? I don't know the line. No more new bride. After no more new. Penny Marshall said the line.
I don't remember.
It.
I'm sorry.
Forget it. You usually know the lines too.
I know. I just don't even remember that episode.
After a few days, no more new. It's about a new bride because you said new bride. That's what I was going for.
Well, that's funny enough. After a few days, no more new.
Yeah, but it sounds good when she said it.
And after
a few
days,
no more
new.
Yeah. And with the correct line that was written for her. But that's a good thing. That's a really cool thing that they have.
I love it. I totally love it.
And, you know, the fact that she was a spokesperson, you know? You know, she was a spokesperson for, you know, she can do this because I didn't ask how much weight she had to lose, but I would imagine there was something.
Oh, that's a motivation to open this business.
Yeah, I like that. Well, good luck to them. And we'll stay in contact with them. Now let's get back to our 50 reasons. Shout out one to me. Shout out one to me. Go ahead. Where's your list to be, Tigman?
How about it makes you feel good? Well, we talked about that already, right?
I'm looking annoyed at you now, right?
If you could only see her. If you could only see
her. Get your list
out,
woman. Go get, and you got to look at the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me.
Go ahead, wait. Why don't I pick one?
There's so many of them. I love them all. Seriously.
Well,
okay, let's say, you know, since you do what you do.
What do I do?
Working in this. Fights back pain. Right?
Yeah.
I think people that work out a lot don't really have much pain.
And you know why, Elite Ziegelman?
Why?
Because endorphins are released, and those are the natural pain blockers and
now,
mood elevators.
I'm not saying you have back pain working out.
But
I'm just saying it just relieves pain all the
that's
time.
That's
the same. Right. But you release endorphins when you work out.
Hey, we go take a sip of that Red Bull because you're not listening to what I'm saying. Take another sip of it. This is what I'm saying. It releases endorphins in general. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So that's it. Oh God! Let me just take care of this. I'll pick it.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead, darling. I'm waiting.
I'm waiting for you to pick another one.
Okay.
No, but I'm just saying. You know, forget it.
Okay. Just makes you happier. It's not working for me now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
I'll
let's try again. Let's find another one. Alleviates anxiety. It's not helping
me
now. prevent strokes. I feel like I'm going to have one.
Hey.
Okay. Now this is an interesting one that I really wouldn't have put. Fights dementia, but I would imagine that Anything that
makes your brain
anything that requires focus and concentration.
Totally.
You know,
I could see how that definitely works. Yeah.
Courageous. Courageous. Okay, help self-control. We just threw that out the window. Lessons fatigue, Red Bull. Lessons fatigue. How about that? Hold up that Red Bull doll. Okay. Improves quality of life, obviously. Okay, now wait a second. Now here's the thing, and everybody's going to say, well, where is she going with this? It increases your sex drive and satisfaction. Now, obviously, circulation, you know, is a part of every orgasm and climax.
Okay.
So you increase circulation right there. But increased sex drive is also linked to feeling good about yourself.
Well,
I mean,
when you work out and your body looks good, that's enough to make you feel good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a low.
Look at me naked.
Everybody's now switchboard is going to light up. Oh no! Why are you booing yourself?
Oh, okay.
But that's also, you know, that's a very credible. Well, that's more like it. Yeah, that's incredible. Eases back pain. Yeah. Eases back pain just by way of flexibility. You know, if your muscles are a little bit more on the elongated side, that'll help. Prevents colds, improves posture, improves appetite, and I'm talking about good appetite.
Well, I'm starving all the time after I work out. Are you?
Don't go by me because I'm not.
Well, you know.
Well, I don't really think about food until I'm already, you know, bottoms out, which isn't great.
Well, it would make you hungry. I guess it doesn't.
Well, see, now I don't want to say that for one reason, because that is the excuse that people use when they say, "Well, you know, I worked out and I was so hungry," and they have to eat like a multi.
No. I'm not talking about anybody.
Well, that's
just.
Improving appetite, not increasing. Improving the appetite.
But you know what? Somebody who makes up an excuse like that makes up an excuse for everything. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They'll latch onto that.
That's
like
not
grim
who
death.
I'm talking about. No.
Okay, so if they're listening, just tune us out.
Yeah.
Reduces stress.
For them.
Wow. It increases gas. Right.
That was a raspberry.
Was it a raspberry? No. You know those effects. Okay, improve sleeping patterns. That's a given.
Not if you.
If you overtrain, no.
Overtrain, exactly.
No, if you overtrain, no. No.
How you know you overtrain, when you can't sleep no more.
Right.
You know?
Well, I mean, there are other factors too, but yeah, we went through that overtraining.
Yeah.
That was, four shows ago. We did that. Okay, and improves muscle strength, of course. And by muscle strength, ladies, we don't mean that you're going to get big and bulky. Okay, muscle strength is just increasing muscular integrity, and that supports the joints nicer. So that's always a good thing to do. Boost productivity. Okay, I would agree with that.
Definitely.
And boost creative thinking? I would say yes.
Definitely.
Would you say yes? Okay. Increases longevity, strengthens your bones, strengthens your heart. Yes, all these are a given. I'm just trying to find something that keeps your brain fit. Sure. Improves learning abilities. Yes. But you know what's really, really funny? Years ago, and you probably heard this, they never wanted, especially little boys, to lift weights or anything.
Yeah, they said it stunts their growth.
It stunts their growth. And, you know, it's so ridiculous to think that. You know, of course, it's going to be you're not going to make a child go under any heavy weight, but they actually have proven fact that the children that worked out with progressive resistance grew an inch taller than the children
really?
That did. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't
even
know that.
Even if it wasn't in their genetic background to be
So and, it makes them grow.
Well, think about it. Osteoblast activity does support that case.
Yeah, but do you agree with somebody, a kid that's 11 years old, starting to work out?
You know, working out in the sense that It would
be
age appropriate.
Because I've seen this a couple of times. I've seen men bring, you know, big bodybuilders bringing their sons, you know, showing off and stuff like that. And really pushing them. Pushing their little sons, like, they're not even into it.
Yeah.
And B, making them pick up these new curls, like, with 20 pounds. You can't even
lift it up off
the rack.
I think it has to be age appropriate. I mean,
that's what I'm trying to. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see, you know.
I mean, they could, you know, if they want to feel, I mean, because you don't want to make a kid feel that they can't. So if you want to do something that daddy does, okay, maybe just do an empty bar with a bench press. You know what I'm saying? So you go through the motions, but it's a modified version. You don't feel like you're not doing it.
And you got to make sure that the kid doesn't get hurt.
You
know, you can get hurt so many times. That's why usually any gym, you can't be 18 or under to walk into it.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, kids, especially the first time around, are going to be, you know, very anxious and they'll be sloppy. So you have to watch them.
At where I trained, they had kids that have 16 and up. Which I thought was really, really stupid because they had no idea what they were doing. And I was just waiting for a weight to fall on their foot or as they were chest pressed, the bar to fall on them because, you know, it's all ego with these kids.
Of course.
You know, especially the boys.
Oh,
ego. Girls are all on the cardio machines and the boys are all in the weight room. And it's just, I think it's just terrible. I mean, they should be definitely supervised.
Oh, yeah.
And 18 and above because you really, unless you really know what you're doing, you shouldn't be in that.
But, I mean, think about when we were in high school. They always had, you know, and the gym teachers, God love them, most of them didn't have any true phys ed background. They were English teachers that were subbing for the day.
Yeah.
But, and I remember seeing these kids in the hallway, and they used to go in and lift, like, bench press 200 pounds, and they were maybe $1.40 themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, and... You know, I think supervised, no discredit to teachers, supervised as well as it could be, but, you know, when you don't have a background.
Especially the football team, like football teams be in the weight room all day just trying to bulk up to get bigger.
Right. But I mean, we like kids working out, but, I mean, working out not in the sense that we would do it.
Age appropriate.
Yeah, and there's so many different things. You could have fun with a kid doing push-ups and pull-ups. I mean, things like that with body weight safe.
That's what you learned in gym.
Yeah.
You didn't learn how to push a weight.
Yeah, and I think
that. Remember that?
Well, you know, don't forget, it was very different. You know, when you and I were in high school, it was the girls' push-ups. Remember, on your knees. Remember those
push-ups?
Still
like that.
I just think
for some reason women don't want to do no military push-ups. They just want to do those baby push-ups. I don't want to do it that way.
So a lot of your clients say that?
Yeah.
And what happens?
They do it that way. What can I tell
really?
You? The women that do it because they want to, and the women that don't do it. They don't want to do it. What could you do?
All of the weights clients, you're so lucky you're not with me because I would have already embarrassed you to the point you wouldn't.
Me?
No. Damn.
Oh,
I'm very embarrassed
too. That's what I'm saying.
I would have embarrassed.
I'm not going to crack a whip on you if you don't want to. Listen, I'm not going to do it.
You
have to push yourself. If you can't push yourself, who am I? I am there to show you what to do. To motivate you, but you really need to push yourself.
Well, we're going back to Lori's 50 reasons to exercise because I said so. Mm, that was always me. You know, that was always me. Now, let me look at prevents muscle loss. Yes, and that's a good one.
Prevents muscle loss?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Reduces feelings of depression, endorphins.
Of course.
Endorphins.
We always said this is the best pill.
Improves oxygen supply to cells. Yeah. Absolutely. Circulation is oxygen, and that feeds the muscles. And that's a beautiful thing. And I'm trying to find something that we lowers risk of certain cancers. Absolutely. Improves cholesterol. How's your cholesterol? Are you up good?
So far, you know, I never had a problem with cholesterol.
Yeah, it's funny. Being part Finnish, we have normally low cholesterol. My brother too. It's just something in the background that just like it's a known trait. Yeah, no, it absolutely is. So I mean, but not that I eat in
the way you do. I'm sure it's nothing.
Yeah,
So you have no cholesterol in your body.
At all.
At all. Even the ones that you make, you don't make any.
I'm stubborn that way. I'm looking and, okay, improve skin tone and color, of course.
We just talked about that.
No, we didn't talk about color.
Because it gives you the glow.
And tone. Tightens the muscles, you know. And that's the thing. People just think of it as it's just going to do a certain thing. It's to improve weight, to reduce weight. And
it's really got
so many other factors to it. Keeps you focused in life. I think we've done all of these.
Instead of saying 50 reasons to exercise, it should be 50 reasons to be healthy. Okay? Because that's basically what it is. I mean, it's just being healthy.
You know what we could do? If we we get tired, we don't have a show, we just do that and just change the title of that.
Oh, right.
And
we're 50 ways of being healthy.
You know what that's known when you're writing? That's known as repurposing.
Yeah.
That's known as repurposing. So that's what we'll do. But now it is a time of the show that we thank our sponsors. We say a little shout out. It's a sponsor roll call. So, you know, Lita, I'm thinking that the summer is almost about to close. I know that pains your heart.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah. I'm a little sad.
A little sad because it sounds sad. And then again, it sounds happy.
Well,
it's really
with me. You never know.
It's really one mood fits all.
You really, really never know.
Oh my sinks! Yes, absolutely, absolutely. But getting back to summer.
Yes.
Have you noticed it's been more buggy lately?
Yes,
it's
very
been,
buggy.
Especially
because of all the moisture and rain.
And you know what's happening? My grandmother used to tell me. I don't know if it's true, but it does happen. This is the time of year that they're dying. So they're out like the mosquitoes.
Oh,
and
for the last life.
Yeah, it's
kind of
sad
breath.
In a way. Yeah. So they're out more. So this is the time of year that you'll get a lot of bites. And people don't realize one of our sponsors is actually in a roundabout way very good for mosquito bites, and that's Topperson Jr. And you were bitten up like nobody's business last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said Topperson Jr. to you.
And it worked like a charm.
And it does. It
took the sting away. It took the itch away.
And I did that a couple of times. I had a couple of bad mosquito bites. And I iced it first. And I put Topperson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the others would work. The Topperson Jr. did. And put it right on. And the next day, it wasn't as bad. So shout out to Topperson. They're not the flavor of the month. They're flavor for every month. And there's a foot formula. There's a regular formula. There's a Topperson Jr. They're coming out with homeopathic for our pets.
Oh, wow. I love that.
So our pets could be pain-free naturally. And that's Topperson. Visit their website, www.topperson.com. And you definitely find. I know my dancers love the foot formula. I don't really see the difference, but they love it. They know the difference between when they're using the regular formula and And there's just one ingredient that's different, but apparently it makes the difference.
They would know better. Right?
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not going to dispute it. But Fitness RX for Men is another publication that we love, online and offline. They always have some great interviews. They did the critic. They covered CrossFit, I think it was last week. And Mario Lopez was on the cover. And just this all around, just a great read. Very informative. You go online, and they always have something new. They always have some sort of blur. And like them on Facebook, because they always have something new during the day that comes up at least like every hour. There's a new fact. So that's Fitness RX for Men. And we love them, and they love us, and it's a happy marriage. It's just magic. It's just magic. Now, speaking of, do you know where I'm going with this? Take a sip and tell
it's
me.
It's empty.
You know. Oh, okay. I'm writing to them because it's not working. But I want your money back. Okay.
We're not sponsoring them, so let's not talk about them.
Well, I think we're actually creating disparaging remarks.
No.
What do you think?
Move on.
David Hernandez better get ready. He better get ready. He's at the phone defending me. We get sued. Well, speaking of magic, the magic of not having a lawsuit, we are going to talk about...
Just an illusion.
Just an illusion. We are going to talk about summer parties, going into fall parties, going into holiday parties.
Right.
And how we don't want the responsibility
of entertaining our friends.
But it's true. Well, you know what?
Responsibility. People over to have fun,
but
no?
You just want to sit with them and enjoy with them.
Of people that just sit there like boring, you know, so bored.
Well, then you want to get up out of the room. But, I mean, if you just want to sit there and enjoy your friends, you want the entertainment to work for you. And who is better at being able to entertain pretty much any crowd that you throw at him? Who is that?
The magic guy, I think, right?
The magic guy. He can do it. And I'm thinking that there are going to be a lot of parties, you know, Labor Day parties coming up, right?
Sure.
You know, summer blowout parties, you know, people panicking the last
parties,
minute.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because
showers is, I mean, he does everything.
Does he do it? You know what? I'm going to sound ignorant. I would think Halloween parties.
Sure.
Yeah,
Even dresses up
for
the party.
Whatever you want him to be,
he will be. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. Boy. But I tell you something, because Halloween makes the most, I would imagine that you almost get booked up out of town during Halloween, because that's the time it all happens. But even before then, you know, people, time is ticking. Summer's almost over. Get your last minute.
There's not a lot of last minute. When you entertain a party, it's always booked, and, you know, you have everything, you know, done. You have to have a plan ahead, no?
No, I've thrown parties at the last minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about big parties. I'm talking about wedding or a 316.
I haven't thrown weddings last minute.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I haven't done that.
Well, that's the big thing, you know.
That's a mistake you make once. That's really it. But-a-boom. But.
Wait.
Get it. No more Red Bull. Anyway, but... But he's the guy for that, and he does walk-arounds. Is that what you call it, walk-arounds?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
He does kid shows. He does adult shows. Yes. He does mentalism.
And that's what I was looking for. Because he can always, you know, when people are going to fall off the chair when I say this. He can stop a watch.
Yeah, he could stop a watch.
Isn't that something?
It's something.
And that's not like having a face that could stop a clock.
No.
It's stopping a watch.
He could actually steal your ring and put it on your keychain.
What? What was that? Say it again.
Take your ring and put it on his keychain without even seeing it. That's my favorite.
Does he give the rings back?
Well, it depends. If it's worth something, he doesn't.
So you'd be seeing Ziggy the Magic Guy in the clink.
That or living in a mansion.
You know what?
And
see if he can move those bars. Bend the spoon, move the bars.
Yeah.
Yep. But, no, seriously, you will not be sorry if you have him to one of your occasions. So give the number that we have for him.
Let me see. 646-247-9443.
Yeah. One more time.
646-247-9443.
And tell him that you heard about us, heard about him on the Bridal Body Shop show.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you a discount.
So... Yeah,
I think he said 10% off.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, if you mentioned our names.
Oh,
yeah.
even better. So that's a good thing. So can't hurt, everybody wins.
No, yeah.
So we say thank you to our sponsors. We say thank you to Tapas, and we say thank you to Fitness RX for Men and Ziggy the Magic Guy. And I'm saying thank you to you.
Elise. To me?
You.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Staying awake for the show. It was very nice of you, very kind. And I'm sure we'll have a special guest show co-host next week.
We will?
Yeah, I'll find somebody.
Oh.
Yeah. But in saying that, I think that, you know, we covered pretty much all of our philosophy.
And I'm telling them, you know, where to find
I'm
out.
I'm going to. I, you know,
listen,
you,
look at how way I'm ahead of you.
Let me tell you something.
Come on.
You pick your
Steve
spots.
Even that won't work.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, because you should have said all this half an hour ago. So
no. I should have said it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm winding down, dear. I'm segueing into. No, I think I'm fine. But I'm announcing the fact that we're going to be on. We're going to be on Radio Woodstock, WDST, September 1st at 8 o'clock. We're going to be on from 8 to 8:20 on the
Woodstock.
AM. In the morning, but it's FM. See, we could have had a who's on first.
Oh,
you get it?
You mean
it's AM.
AM, but we're on FM.
Well, AM, but it's FM. So it's 100. It's 100.7 FM, and you could get it on satellite, but you could also get it on live stream. You get it on your computer. So just
you get it on satellite.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What channel on satellite?
I think it's 100. I'm really not sure. I think it's 100.7. I'm not sure. You're looking at me like I know these things.
No,
I don't know
that's
everything.
Not the way satellite goes.
Then you know what? Then we don't get it on satellite, but you can get it online.
Lied.
You get it.
What's live stream?
On the computer.
I see.
Yeah,
we are.
You've never tried it? Yeah, you've never tried it. I listen to the show every.
When you sent me the link, I tried it.
Yeah, and that's it. That's how you get it. So you can get it. You can get it on, just go to the website.
So maybe we will put it on our site.
We're going to. We're going to get a copy of the show and then
give everybody a shout out about it.
Oh, yeah. But I'm also going to put when we're on.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and if we get a video of it, that would be even better. I'm thinking about
having
somebody do that, and then we just put it on our website or on our Facebook page, whichever is compatible to that.
That sounds like fun.
I think it'd be great. So that's September 1st is when we're going to be in Woodstock with everybody else for the Labor Day weekend. So that's the show we'll be on. And if you are interested in getting in shape for your wedding after you've had the baby, let us know. We have so many different programs going on. It's not even funny, and it's too numerous to mention, but I will mention our number. It's 212-460-1879. And like us on Facebook, The Bridal Body Shop, and website, not hard to figure out, www.thebridalbodyshop.com, and email us directly at thebridalbodyshop@aol.com. And any comments, any complaints, send those to Elise. And the praise certainly send them my way, MassMobile, MassMobile@aol.com. But in closing, we're just hoping that we make fitness funny, a little humorous, but a point is always solid and strong. It is the basic component of your existence here, and you should take it seriously, because you take it seriously after the fact. And then
you
sometimes
don't have to
it's too
take
late.
It
yeah.
Right?
And then when
and
it's too late, and the worst thing that you could have in your old age is regret. So don't let that be a part of your future. So in saying that, we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. And I will say thank you again to my lovely co-host. And she was here a minute ago. I think she snuck out. but we thank you for joining us, and we will be back next week at high noon. And just make it a great day and go out and do something healthy. Say goodbye, Elite.
Goodbye. Have a great day, guys.